Oh. Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelarescu, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, come up with some great ideas. I'm also published at several different sites, as well as along the Google, everywhere else. ByeByeBlueSky.com, Brian396.com, GagCanada.com. These are places you also might want to check out as well for more detailed information on the things I talk about as well. My site, AugmentedForce.com, there's all kinds of information. There is a brand new link there called C60. It's a 32-page information documentation, so you can read that for yourself and then decide whether or not the C60 is actually for you. Actually, I got called to do a debate in England for it, and I decided to turn it down because I did not want to give it any more exposure. I saw another video with Westall, and I thought, what an idiot. And, you know, I don't know. I think NASA people enjoy the theatrical part of the Disney Channel here. I really do. And they're infighting with each other. There's two companies out there, and one's saying the other one's a dud. And as I stated in the last podcast, I would seriously start looking at incorporating more stock and inventory on the supplements that you need or using, because this is going to create a quagmire in the industry like we've never seen. I think this is all being done on purpose to hijack the health food industry. Mind you, doesn't need any more hijacking. It's pretty well screwed up as it is. But I think this is going to come in with some heavy-handed enforcement on these kind of things. And I think this is what they're bringing this on purpose. This is what I'm seeing now. I don't think the agenda isn't anymore about whether this product is good or bad. If you read the research, you can make up your own mind. But I think it's more about what the repercussions are going to be on this. When they start looking into, look, if California right now is going to set up legislation on C60 because of the toxicity of the toxicity factor of it, then you know damn well that the stuff is no good to be consuming. Now, I was watching the comments on the last video that they did, and I couldn't believe how many shills they've got in there being paid or been given a sample of the stuff to say some of the comments they say. Whether or not you're going to believe them, that's up to you. I have to let it go at that. All I can do is basically present to you the stuff that I've been talking about in regard to nanobiology, synthetic biology, nanobiotech. And if you can connect the dots, you can see clearly that nothing about this in any way, shape, or form helps us in any real way. And in the long term, it's basically detrimental. Short term, for some people, it has an effect right away. I did a show about 4 or 5 weeks ago. After the show, a woman called me and told me she was having brain issues because she used the product. And this is what I'm saying. The industry used to regulate itself, and with a good measure of satisfaction. They were pretty ethical. Today, you better start understanding what's in those labels. By the way, if any of you are hearing any kind of background hum right now, it's because no, you're not hearing anything right now. Okay, it cut off. Okay, because I'm initiating some kind of new tech that I'm developing to block frequencies, especially where in my work area here, because My work area sometimes gets, I get hit here a lot, especially when I'm doing the show. Sometimes you may hear me pausing or whatever because I get hit with a beam or something, and it takes me a second to kind of rebounce back. I want to talk a little bit about frequencies and a term that a lot of us have heard in regard to possession. You've heard about demonic possession. You've heard about, you know, spiritual possession. Okay, I'm going to talk about AI possession because this is how AI possession works. So that when you see it happening to you, you can see it and understand it and understand this is not your thoughts. These are not your feelings. Okay, give you an example. Let's say you have an issue going on any level, on any front, any level, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in job, with people you're working with, people you grew up with, people in your past, people that are coming into your life, whatever, or situations or things that occur. Artificial intelligence would initiate an AI data mining on your brain. It will start to pick up any kind of memories you have, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, sometimes it'll pick up memories where you've been abused, or you've been humiliated, or you've been in fights, or you've been in a position of compromise, whatever. Other times it'll pick up on you when you've had, you know, a good moment, where you went to a movie, heard some music, had a relationship, had intercourse, had a good meal, you know, had a, you know, some pleasant event in your life. And then other times there'll be events, other things that will pop in the center of your head, and I've talked about this, where it's creating scenarios and situations so it can gain a gauge on your brain chemistry and what's going on and how to collect your thoughts or how to understand your thought processes. So when you have an image appear in your brain, when you have an image appearing in your brain and all of a sudden you respond and react to it in any way, shape, or form, in a hostile act, aggressive act, an agitated act, a fear act, a subdued act, a reactive act, whatever it may be, and you're getting caught up in this scenario in your head, that's AI taking over. That's AI installing things that are going to create either a strong emotional, mental, or even passionate activity. In other words, you know, a very strong response mechanism. What is microcrystalline? Is it bad? Yes, it's bad. Microcrystalline cellulose is a fiber that they're using from the pine or other things now, which can embed in your colon. Anytime you read anything at the end of the word OSE, microcrystalline cellulose, hypercross-carmelose, hypermellose, these are all basically polymer materials that are designed to embed into your colon and to create a environment for artificial intelligence, or not artificial life, or synthetic life, or nanobiology to utilize in order for it to construct a circuit or a network within your system. It thrives on carbon. This technology that we're all being exposed to thrives on carbon. You know, when I talked, I did a 3-hour interview a couple weeks ago, a week or so ago, I guess, and in the interview, I made mention that vegans are crazy, vegans are stupid, vegans are nuts. The carbon diet that they're consuming is so high, and the fruits that they're eating is so dead. One person contacted me telling me how much more alive that the vegetables and fruits were than eating meat. I looked at her and said, "Are you nuts?" I said, "Do you have any understanding on chemistry and how things work? When they pick a fruit or pick a vegetable or pick certain things, how they die within hours, or some of them die within a half hour to an hour, and the nutritional value drops." So when we understand that the food supply across the board, doesn't really matter what you eat, raw, whatever, vegan, whatever, excuse me, meat, whatever, you know, fish, whatever, all has something to them, all of them. So we do have a ghost in the machine. No, we don't have a ghost in the machine. We have a program in the machine, okay? Because of the access with the particulate matter, and because of the way it has assembled in our bodies over a period of time, the access to us is there. Vegetable cellulose is a bad. Okay, what difference? Okay, listen, you need to do some studying here. Okay, you really do. What is microcrystalline cellulose made out of? Pine. Okay, pine. What is vegetable cellulose made out of? Pine. Okay, get this in your head. They're playing a word game with you here with these words. Okay, what's the term, the guy? Word crafting is what they're doing. Okay, you should be able to see through that. Like I told you, what do you see at the end of cellulose? OSE. What did I get done telling you? OSE. Anything with OSE is no good. Okay. Yeah, most of the millennials today are the ones falling into that trap. They believe they're doing something ecological for the planet or doing something environmental safe. They don't realize that every time they take a cow out of the equation, yeah, 17 and dumb. You know, that's just the way they are. They've been programmed. You got to understand, the whole New Age movement was designed to access the young people at a very young age so that they get caught up in this New Age baloney, so that they follow some New Age nonsense about eating vegetables and it's good for the earth and blah, blah, blah. It sounds good. It sounds really, you know, so spiritual and all that horse hockey. But when you sit there and break it down, the more plants that they plant, the more chemicals they have to put on the ground. The earth is the one that's getting scorched here. If you eat any kind of animal protein like cows and sheep, at least when they crap, they put the stuff back into the earth. They're actually renewing the soil. So it's actually giving you a healthier plant base to consume. So, but they don't get that. They get, oh, the cows are being abused because this is what they've seen on the video. Okay, this is what they're seeing on the videos on the YouTube. Oh, the animals are being so abused. Look at them. Oh, my God. Look at the chickens. Look at the conditions of the chickens. Oh, look at the cows. Oh, geez. Look at the sheep. My goodness. That's what they show. That's the cartoon that they present to their young, you know, undeveloped brains, because they don't know how to see through the nonsense. Okay, they don't realize that they got, you know, tractors and airplanes flying down, blowing whatever chemicals on their organics. They don't understand that the chemtrails coming down from the sky is getting into their organics. And they don't realize that what they're consuming is on a genetic level altering what they're consuming. So then they wind up going on. And usually what I found, within 2 years, 2 to 5 years, no more, they're a wreck. They're a total wreck. I had one person come in here and, oh, she got so, you know, emotional because I said, well, go have some eggs or go have some meat. Oh, no, that's cruelty to the animals. It's cruelty. This is what you're dying. You're going to be worrying about cruelty to the animals while you're dying? That whole generation is pretty well washed. I will tell you that straight out. Kefir has lactase enzyme. It's supposed to. It breaks down the lactate sugar in it. So that's supposed to be in there. The young people today have no brain. They don't. You know, you're going to find 1 in 1,000 that has a brain still attached, and that's because they got influenced by their parents who are already doing something in the alternatives. The rest of them stuck on the mainstream thinking, they are basically cooked, you know. She's 17, she won't see 30. Most of them at that age will not see 30. She's not the only one. She'll be in good company. So when they all go, they'll all have their separate box, or who knows, they may throw 4 or 5 skeletons in one box just to consume, you know, because, you know, obviously we're trying to help the earth, right? So we'll put all the skeletons in one box, and when they put them into the ground, it'll conserve the land. The thinking has changed so degraded. It's incredible. No common sense. None. You know, understand these guys who are what I call word crafters are out there to give you half-baked, half-hearted information. Just enough to convince you of some wonderful product or some wonderful thing that's going on. So when we're looking at, again, some of the things that are happening today in regard to frequencies, we are dealing in a whole different paradigm, okay? I had a situation a couple of days ago. I walked into a store, and when I walk into the stores, I get hit with a wave of something that disorients me for about 5-10 seconds. But as I kept walking into this plaza, I kept getting hit with this same wave over and over, and I couldn't figure out where the heck is this coming from. So as I kept walking by people, I started to notice that the people themselves were transmitting a frequency. They were all trying to somehow connect with me on a frequency level. And as I kept going into the store, I noticed that no matter where I walked, I was getting beamed with frequencies. Some of it was coming from the lights, but some of it was coming from the people. So if you walk into a store, because I wanted to present this, I want you to recognize that when you go into some of these places and you're having a little bit of a disorientation, look around you, look up, look at the cameras, look at the lights, get the yellow lenses on. When you walk in, you will see that everything that is of a CFL or LED nature or even fluorescent will have a green hue around it. That's Li-Fi beaming you. Yeah, I'm not sure how to make a probiotic. I'd have to look it up. There is a process to it. I don't know right off the bat how to do it. You can go online. You can do a type in file type colon PDF, then in quotations put how to make a probiotic. So put a quotation mark at the beginning and the end, and you may find books on how to do it. So I'll repeat, type in file type colon PDF quotation marks, and inside the quotation marks, make sure you put the terms inside the quotation marks, type in how to make a probiotic. So, you know, we can, like I said, these are things that you want to start learning. Someone contacted me today and said, how can I make homogenized milk better or safer to consume? I said, either ferment it or turn it into cheese. You know, that's about the only thing I would be doing with it. Understand, like I said, we're not living in the old, things ain't what they used to be. And, the old good old days, they weren't that good, but there were some things about the good old days that was a little bit better in regarding to food safety. Yep, ever heard of, it's called microbiome or microbiome. There's a company that's actually selling a product where you drink it and it's supposed to help seal the gut, to help supposedly remove the glyphosate out of the gut. So it does have some benefit because I got a young woman that is using it who's got a dysfunction going on in the colon. And it seems to make some headway for her. Getting back to the AI. Okay. When you're dealing with some of the thoughts you're having, some of the anxieties you are having, some of the feelings that you're dealing with, some of the emotions, some of the memories that keep reoccurring, and you're dealing with those memories, this is part of AI possession. This is part of AI possession. If you've had a broken relationship, or you've had a bad relationship, or you've had some kind of relationship where it vexes you to this day, and then when you start thinking about it, it increases its velocity with you, that's AI trying to possess you. If you've had an issue with people, and you have felt hard done by some people, and it causes, and then when the thoughts are brought up and it's bringing into your mind whatever sensations or feelings you're dealing with, and then you get caught up in it, that's AI trying to take you over. Yeah, we're not looking at. Oh, I have a caller. Tim, how you doing? Where are you hitting? Are you on the are you in the chat room? Okay, so there should be a thing on the side there that if you click on it, it should play. There's a... Okay, well... Okay, well, that's not... Okay, that's something I can do here on that end. That's probably from the network, whatever's going on down there. I'll let Joe know, see what he can do about it. He's usually got two of them up there that you can click one or the other. What you can do is do a refresh on the page and see if that'll fix it. Okay, hit F5, it'll reboot it and see if it'll reestablish it. All right. Okay, not a worry. See, Joe, this is technical support. Oh boy. You know, when we're talking, like I said, regarding AI, okay, everything that we've been looking at from nano poisoning, carbon C60, fullerenes, quantum dots, bots, lattices, origami. These are terms you want to familiarize yourself with. Biofilm, you know, polymers. These are terms, again, you want to familiarize yourself with because these are the things that they are creating, building, or installing inside of you. We are not... Everybody is going to be at the same level in the assembling process in the system. So some people, you're seeing the manifestations of some of the growth or overgrowth or the outgrowth from the skin. And that's usually a sign of, again, fullerenes extending out beyond the biofilm. Has penetrated the epidermis, it's now sticking out. A lot of you, if you're looking through a scope, through a 60X scope, you will find, if you go up and down your arms, you may find what looks like hair is actually a wire. You know, if you're looking on your face, looking on your skin, taking pictures where you can have a scope attached to the camera, you might see certain things on the skin. I've got a 600X viewer, cam viewer, that if you... put anything under it amplifies it by a factor of 600 times. So when we're looking at things, you can actually see them up close and personal. You might be surprised what's on the palm of your hand, what may be coming out of the palm of your hand. You have really no idea until you grab one of these scopes and take a look, and it's mind-boggling the impact that, you know, when you see, what's that coming out? What's that doing in my hand kind of thing, you know? We had that situation. So, thinking these terms today, you've got technology today that's been built and based on mankind's DNA. Okay? The technology is based on DNA. Okay? Mankind's DNA. So, when you're looking at the impact that this stuff can do, it's because it's made with mankind's DNA. It can now interface or integrate with us, any of us, and all it has to do is take a reading of your DNA and match it. It's called XNA, xenonucleic acid, which basically is a synthetic form of DNA which when it's inside the body can actually mimic actual DNA. And as a result of the mimicking of the DNA, whatever program is in it, it will allow it to again access your DNA and interject these programs so that the operating system is now in place. That's not a surpriser. That happens too. Yeah, sometimes you do have to install a program like Winamp or some of the other media programs that you can access, a Real Player or something like that, to get some of these things. I'm just reading off the script here, off the chat room script. The other thing too, I was thinking about this earlier today. Guys that are men and women who are what I call word crafters, will tell you what you want to hear and tell you the things that you know, to get you to recognize, what they want, what they're trying to do, what they want to do. You may want to, like I said, do your own independent research, because a lot of times these word crafters are basically just, talking out of both sides of their backside. One of the things that I picked up on was some of these guys are selling these new nano products, have played the cryptocurrencies and have lost their backside on the cryptocurrency game. And so now husking off or hacking off products so they can make the money back that they've lost. This is not inconceivable. This is not inconceivable. You know, when we're looking at, like I said, some of the things that's being perpetrated as healthy, you need to really explore what that really means today. You know, what does it mean to be healthy? Does taking a nanoparticle or nanoproducts or nanomaterials into the body makes one healthy? The research all says no. They're saying yes. One thing we did observe a couple of days ago, we were looking at Buckyball C60, carbon C60, and we were looking at it on image search that we were doing, and we couldn't believe that in the center of the Buckyballs all had a five-sided shape, like a pentagon. And then around it you had a hexagon, a six-sided shape. So one of the guys that has done some studying on this stuff told me that the five-sided shape represented Venus and the six-sided shape represented Lucifer. So then I thought, I wonder if people are downloading a Luciferian program without them being aware of it. You know, seeing this sort of like made me go, hey, and I said, hey, take a look at this, So do an image search, and the early carbon C60 buckyballs all had six sides. It looked like a soccer ball. The newer ones, not so much. Okay? The new ones, not so much. The new ones are having five. They got a five. One of them we saw had a front and a back, and that front and back had each a pentagon or five-sided shape on both the front and back, and the rest was all six sides. So it kind of makes you wonder what's going down, if there's something there to it. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but the other two guys seem to gather that there might be some kind of Luciferian or some kind of demonic activity with this. So there is that possibility. Pay close attention to what, like I said, don't just gullibly follow the crowd. Be an anti-crowd follower. Because the crowd is what they're going after. They're going for a crowd mentality or a mob mentality. They get everybody all worked up and get them all emotional, and get them all, and they start throwing money at you. Throw more money, more money, more. If I hadn't seen this happen, in some of the events I've gone to, I wouldn't have believed it. I would not have believed it, but it does make sense. So again, you know, pay close attention to a lot of things going on. Okay, I'm going to kind of remind you as well. I've got the new link. I'll put that in the chat room. It's independs.wixsite.com/C60-nanoscale impact. Okay, if you go on augmentinforce.com, you will find at the same site, you'll find another link as well. I'm not trying to figure out where, but yeah, it is here. Uh-huh. Give me a second. Oh, man. Uh-oh. I lost my place. Oh, here we go. Chat room. Let's see if this works. Oh, that worked. Okay. So the chat room got the link. So if you didn't get it the other day, you got it. Share the information with everybody you know. Have them go look at the links. It would be good if they did. Have them read the stuff. Have them pay attention to what they're reading. Even if they scoff at it, it doesn't matter. As long as they've read it and understand it, that's all that matters. Because then when the time comes and they get hit, which they will, they're going to go down hard. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. So, let me see something else here. There was some questions that, there are some questions that somebody asked me. I wanted to go over some of the questions. Because sometimes people ask me questions, and I'm thinking to myself, these are some of the things that you guys are thinking about as well. This is a question somebody sent me this morning about frequencies. I live in a home with lead paint for 50 and had a lot of lead in my body. And I had to do chelation therapy for a year and a half to chelate the lead and mercury from my teeth. I wish maybe I could stay in California. Anyway, she asked me what she could do to block the frequencies because where she's sitting, the proximity of where she's sitting, she's got towers, Wi-Fi. She's like right in a hub. And I told her to use lead paint. It's probably the cheapest thing you can do. They do have other blocking materials that you can buy, but one of them goes for like $300 a pint. $300 a pint. A lot of you can't afford that. So even to do one room is like that's super expensive. So again, when you're looking at what can be done, the lead paint powder is probably the easiest to do. You can paint that on the outside. On the inside, you can paint either iron oxide and aluminum oxide and mix that in your paint. Or you can add copper, any form of copper, copper sulfate, sodium copper, any kind of copper, just plain copper, copper solutions. This also can help with the blocking, but anything you do indoors, you want to set up for a ground. Your windows also need to be blocked and shielded as well. So you may, again, use a tarp material and maybe put a piece of some kind of blocking agent, like I said, aluminum iron oxide, and then ground that so that as it comes through the window and it hits that grounding material, it can now discharge it somewhere else. It's important to understand this. Your house is going to be where you're going to be. They're going to hit you morning, noon, and night. They're doing it now. Even when I'm doing this show, I'm getting pinged. I can hear the thing humming like crazy all the time. Don't allow yourself the luxury in thinking that you're not being affected. Your DNA is being shredded with this stuff. And you have enough nano poisoning for 60 years to be a walking antenna, literally. Literally. So that's one of the things there I want to talk about. Somebody else had a question. So as my inbox decides to work on it for me here. Okay, hold on. This is something somebody sent me as well, so that you have an understanding what's going on somewhere else. So I think she was in Texas. She wrote me, it sticks on the inside and outside of my body. It's starting to make it difficult to breathe, and even more my legs and arms. I feel it's getting into my brain as well. How close could I be to death? Not close. You're not close yet. You're getting there. Seriously, what can I do what can I quickly do? I'm moving, I'm sure moving would help. This stuff is sticking to cars also. It gets hot, it ruins engines and tires, especially when it sticks to mold. It gets hot from the metal conducting telephone wires and cell towers. Wow. That's what carbon C60 does. It's a conductor. If they're mixing any kind of nanobiology into the atmosphere and it's coming down on you, you're going to get impacted. Okay, as simple as that. I told her to help get the stuff off of her. I told her synthetic biology using a biofilm construct to break down whatever they use, whatever is there. Use copper sprays and vinegar and salt baths. That's just to break the biofilm on the outside. So anyway, she told me what she was doing, and she was looking at copper pills and whatever. Keep things simple. Keep things simple. In regard to things like vinegar and stuff, again, get the clear base. If you are going to get an apple cider vinegar, make sure it has been distilled. It has been, you know, purged of any kind of metallic contaminant. You gain and you lose with that. Okay, you're going to gain cleaner product. You're going to gain the effect of the acetic acid. Where you might lose is you may lose in the mother part, but you know what? You don't really need that if you're taking probiotics or if you're consuming yogurt. And you can take the apple cider vinegar that you made that's clean. You can mix that with some yogurt. It may actually increase the volume that you have. Another tidbit as far as what to do. Again, try these things. See if they work. Try these things and see if they work. Because, like I said, we are living in a whole different paradigm today. We're no longer living in a place where, you know, things were laid back, things were easy, and you could just assume everything was safe. Okay, that was our mistake. We shouldn't have assumed anything. You know, the government's basically snuck in, sabotaged everything, or the globalists snuck in and sabotaged everything. And then you're reading all kinds of information about where some of these things are headquartered, why some things are making sense in regard to why we can't get the stoppage on glyphosates, the stoppage on chemtrails. This is all being orchestrated for business, for capital gain, for turning a calamity into a cash value. A lot of this is part of that whole agenda. So, like I said, there's more that's what's going on than meets the eye. And again, there's always people who are being targeted and saying, these are the people behind it. The point is, look up, see what's going on, grasp what's going on, and understand that spraying they're doing is by design happening so that we the people, will capitulate to whatever program they're going to do, so now they can make all kinds of money on you. That's the way it goes. That's how it works. That's what it does. That's what's happening. So, like I said, when you're seeing the wonderful game being played, the word crafters, they're crafting words so that you will literally follow their agenda. Again, this is where the nonsense comes in. This is where the games begin. This is how we are being affected by what's going on. See if there's anything else here. I'm trying to read this so that anybody who has any questions on this can say, oh, look at that. He's already answered that. Someone sent me some other links about diseases coming from extraterrestrials. That's a possibility. What I see going on now is the sterility factor is happening pretty heavily. A lot of people are not able to copulate, I just lost my thought for a second. I had a clash of two thoughts at one time. One overrode the other one. I'm gonna have to defer. Huh. That's unusual. When we're looking at, like I said, some of this stuff, like this is part of the AI thing. I mean, you know, you're hearing it just through my conversations here. Was focused on. I had like two or three thoughts just clash at one time in my head. I was looking at. Diseases from extraterrestrials. This is not a surprise if this has been happening. I mean, they've been doing a lot of this stuff since the Montauk experiment. There's been this constant activity using DNA. Like I said, almost everything you will read on nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, nanobiotech will all be tied to mankind's DNA. They're using DNA in order to create the monstrosities that they're creating today. And I often wonder how much of what we're seeing today is an actual operating system or program in place. Some of you have also noticed some things going on that's a bit on the unusual side, and I'm going to present this as well. One guy contacted me, he said he had a glass that fell, but it did something completely unusual. It's the way it spun, the way it was active. And I said, well, that's basically an assimilation program going on right now. Chances are the glass had some sort of nano construct in it, and the AI was able to access this. Somebody else contacted me today. A person's drinking water bottle had carbon C60 fullerene, is what it was made out of. This is the hijacking. These things have never been tested. And the tests that they did make after they released these things have not indicated in any way, shape, or form that they actually benefit us. I mean, they choke out the aquatic. They choke out the land. They choke out the air. They incorporate themselves with the particulates that are already here. C60 is extremely reactive with other components. It's in the fields that they're spraying the food supply. It's coming down in the rain. It's coming down in the snow. Okay, we don't know. We don't have a clue to what's going on in regard to the whole safety value of these things. And it's going to be pretty hard to engage in anybody who's going to really acquiesce to the idea that this technology is safe. And those who don't acquiesce to the idea, it's because they're being paid by corporations to act as a lobby. The scientific community is not a scientific community. The scientific community today is basically a lobbying group. In other words, if you work for Bell, or you work for GM, Ford, Chrysler, you work for any of the geneticist companies out there, they have you on call so that you can go in there and defend their interests. That's what scientists are doing today. They are no longer operating as an individuality, or a separate entity. When the United States took away, and Canada both took away, any research or any activity regarding to check for chemistry or chemical compositions, or checking out any kind of toxicity that may be in some of the things that they were selling, that all started to change. The FDA back in the 1950s actually wanted to stop soy from being used as a wrapping material, and the corporations got them to switch their sides on this. So you don't have food safety. You don't really have any safety. So you may want to start, like I said, paying attention to what you are consuming. Things with full fat, the more fat you have, the better. Okay, the better. Cholesterol goes down, you're in a better mood, you seem to have more strength, more endurance, you start to flatten out, you start to remove some of the crap in the body that's been storing. You know, the saturated fat is a benefit. And these foods like the cottage cheese, sour cream, yogurt, kefir, all have their proteins. They all have the lactic acid, butyric acid, propionic acid, and acetic acid, all in one. You want to add a little bit more acid to it, you can. But these things are already prepared in such a way that everything is fused in, so that when you consume them, you're getting all the things that you should be getting. So this is some of the things that, again, we need to consider today. You know, what are we putting in our mouth? You know, where is it coming from? What have they done to the packaging? What have they done to the food? What have they sprayed on the food? What did they spray on your food? What did they spray in your meat? What did they spray in your oranges? What did they spray in your lettuce? What did they spray in your bananas? What did they spray in your eggs? What did they spray in your duck or chicken? You know, what did they spray? See, they don't tell you. You're not important. You're going to die anyway. We're going to replace you with a brand new you. But the brand new you will be a nanosynthetic biology. It won't need to breathe. It won't need to eat. It won't need to do anything except work. That's where it's at. Somebody just sent me an article about nanocrystal electricity. If you go look that up, that's extremely alarming. I mean, we're talking about something that has a super high velocity as far as sending the electricity anywhere it wants to. And it's going to create its own field. And so as a result, we are going to be experiencing that as well. We are in a realm today where we're at, in the realm of being boxed in and having our systems being accessed to be targeted, to be exploited, whatever. Because now whoever's doing this can actually do an analysis of what's going on and what the effects are and what the impact is. So we're like I said, living in a total different realm today. We are living in a realm, like I said, where, you know, you are being hit with things you never should have been hit with. You're eating things that should have never went into your mouth. You're consuming things that should have never, ever, ever been put on a plate. And a lot of your foods are being, again, preserved with what? Coloring agents, plasticizers, some antioxidant activity, your vinegars, even some of your aloe vera. They're using these things in the food supply as, again, supposedly as a protectant. But, you know, what about the nano? What about the nano? What about, you know, nanoparticulates? What about fullerenes? What about quantum dots? What about smart sensors? What are they made out of? You know, are they part of the C60 as well? There's no real question being answered in regard to any of these things. You know, and again, like I said, the industry itself has had a very poor track record at best. A very poor track record as far as keeping things clean, as far as keeping things whole, as far as keeping things, you know, as the people want. But like I said, the organic thing is way overhyped, hugely overhyped. The parents of everybody try to do the best they can with the kids and whatnot. Just try to teach your kids not to go along with the junk food, not to get caught up with the McDonald's crowd, but trying to, again, stand alone if they have to, or find other people who are also like-minded. One of the things that we got to get past also is age barriers. Some millennials will be incredibly intelligent. Most won't. Most won't. You know, again, this is something that you want to understand. This is a program running. We're under an operating system right now, and people are whose paradigm is shifting is all based on the programming. Okay. That programming embeds itself like it did, you know, when people of Israel came out of Israel. They were still stuck on the Egyptian programming. That's how bad it was embedded into them. But like I said, you know, don't allow yourself that luxury to just do nothing, just to, you know, it's going to get better on its own, whatever, you know, in regard to the food supply, the things we're dealing with, the energy blast, the AIs, the frequencies, the towers, you know, the chemtrail skies, the nanobiology, and now possibly a program in that food that may be actually downloading access from Lucifer to you. That may be the case. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know enough of that level yet, but I have seen some experiments where they have modulated certain frequencies, and they have been able to see certain things that they never could see otherwise. And so sometimes they shut those things down and file them under the G file. So, but today, everything's going. Everything is going. You know, best defense is a good offense. I've always been told this. So start being offensive. Go get the stuff you need. Read the labels. Tell them that you want this. Tell them you want that. Don't just accept because you're here and that's all you can get. You know, take the initiative. Let them know. Okay, let them know. All right, before I go, MicroEffect Broadcasting Network, give them a go. Give them your support. Help them out any way you can. Brian396.com, ByeByeBlueSky.com, GagCanada.com. These are places that you guys might want to go check out. Brian396 has been at this longer than I have, and he's got some great information on his site. Go check him out. Take a look. See what he's got to offer. You know, and go from there. You got Bye Bye Blue Sky, it also has a great deal of information. Say the same with GAC Canada. So check them out. You might learn something. You also got me here at augmentandforce.com. I have a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog link. I also do consultations as well. Again, I'm over here on the Canadian side. So again, if you're looking at trying to get things, I have an array of stuff in the catalog link. And again, I do consultations. So for more information, feel free to call me at 519-977-5351 independs.yahoo.com. And again, you can go to my white site as well, augmentandforce.com. There is the C60 information. I would encourage you to read it. It's highlighted. It's broken down. You will see things in there that's going to make you go, why is this on the market? Why is this being sold? Why is this even here? I ask the same question about us. Why are we here? Just so we can be experimented on with carbon C60. Yippee! What do you think? Let me get back to the chat room here. Hold on. Tony, my stuff at copper mesh had a stopped working at previous work for sleep. Should I maybe use a layer of tin foil with it? Either that or add a ground to it, Joy. I would add a ground to it. That would probably make it work better. I wear one too before I go to bed, and I attach a ground to it. I got a ground on each one of my legs. I got one on my right side, and then I'm bathing in EMP pulsing all night long with coils, fields, and whatnot. And it seems to have made a difference in regard to either slowing down the assembling or slowing it down to a standstill big time. So yeah, these try that again. Make sure there's any tears in the Faraday hat that you made. If there's a tear big enough, yeah, you're going to get frequencies coming through there. So you may want to patch it up with either a copper wire, like, you know, pretend you're sewing, or like I said, you can try the aluminum. Oh, where are we at? Okay. Oh, we still got time. Okay. Things you need to make while you're sleeping. In regard to protection, you're going to get hit at nighttime with the frequencies. This is a given. And that's when they're the most active. So that's where you want to start looking at bifilar coils, toroidal fields, fans with magnets on them to create these toroidal fields. So that if you have a couple of them running in your room, it may actually help you in your sleep patterns. A lot of sleep patterns you're dealing with today are a direct result of these frequencies hitting you and hitting you hard. Okay, again, you may want to wear things throughout the day. You might wear a grounding strap where you attach something to your ankle. You clip on a clip and then run it up your pants across into your belt where you have a piece of metal so that whatever hits you has some place to go. You got to remember, if you don't discharge, you're going to build up. Step on the aluminum foil like we did on the, we showed you on the YouTube. Get some foil out about 3 feet. Step on it every night, especially if you've been outside walking or doing things like that, or walking your dog or whatever. Come back in, take off your shoes, barefoot it, step on it, discharge. Oop, I hear the music. Okay, we'll see you next week. Till then, share the links, share the sites, share the interviews. All right, you take care, eh?